Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Sorter Brothers Podcast, episode 49. Justice, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Blake and I just got back from playing some football, a little turkey bowl, a late turkey bowl technically, but
yep.
It was like, what? I think it said it was like 34 degrees, felt like 25 or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, but it was still very cold. The other day I was talking to one of my buddies about just like it starting to get cold. And we got to talking about like back when we were in like elementary school or like even middle school, I feel like. Maybe not middle school. I don't know. You know how like the old like saying, I guess it's a saying about like when you, oh, like if you want a snow day to happen, like flush some ice cubes down the toilet, like put on your pajamas inside out, like that, like younger stuff, yeah, like for some, snow days. I wanted to ask your thoughts on that because I, and when I say thoughts, I guess I just mean like what you thought about it as a kid.
Oh,
as a kid, what did you think about it? Because when I was a kid and I thought about, like, oh, like we need to flush ice cubes down the toilet, I legitimately thought it was like a logical thing, or I guess I thought about it logically, where I was like, no, everyone in the neighborhood has to flush ice cubes down the toilet so everything freezes. Like I wasn't like
thinking it was like generating snow.
No, but I also wasn't thinking, like I was also like, come on guys, like just because we flush ice cubes down the toilet doesn't mean we're gonna need a snow day. We have to call everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so it wasn't like, won't make it happen. It was just like the logistics would be too hard.
Yeah, like I was like, but I did legitimately think if everyone flushed ice cubes on the toilet, it would freeze.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard of that.
Because if the pipes freeze, the neighborhood shuts down and the school shut down.
Yeah, I got you. I don't think I ever heard of that.
You never heard of flushing ice cubes on the toilet?
No, I don't think so.
What?
No.
Oh.
So like up through like sixth grade, I was homeschooled, so it was just like we would be ruining our own pipes. My mom would just give me the day off if I wanted, because the frozen roads didn't really affect school too much.
Dang.
And then by the time I was in,
I guess, yeah, it's kind of
middle school, I don't know. I do remember snow days being like the most exciting thing.
How? If you were homeschooled?
Like, no, when I went to school, like in like late middle school, early high school. Just being like kind of waiting, refreshing like the school Twitter page.
Yeah.
Trying to just like wait and see if we got off. And then if we got off school, it was just like Modern Warfare 2 all night long.
Yeah.
Those are the days. I was thinking about that the other day. Actually, yeah, let's just start the podcast off a little bit sad. Just how like it's hard to get excited about things like that anymore. Like it's just like, Christmas is fun for a different reason, and it's like it just doesn't have the same excitement as it used to.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. I've thought about this a lot. It's gotten better for me, I think, now, but like when I was like early college, so like freshman year of college, I think I thought about it a lot. Or maybe even high school, I don't know, but I think actually it was more in high school because I remembered snow days in high school, like senior year of high school, if we had a snow day, which we didn't have. I don't even think we really had that many snow days because it was like half of it was like online COVID stuff. But when we did, it was like, oh, okay, like I'm just going to have what, 4 more hours of my day because I only went half in, or 3 more hours of my day. Only went into school half the day anyway, so it was like, it wasn't that same feeling of like, oh my gosh, like we can play, me and my buddies can play Fortnite till 3 a.m.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, it doesn't have the same, you take it for granted a little bit more.
Also, like last days of school and stuff. My parents always made the last day of school like a super big thing. Like they were always like, we'd get off the bus and we'd have like a water fight or something with like all the neighborhood kids, or like they, some one year they had like an ice cream bar. They like made the last day of school like super fun for us. And when I was like, maybe like freshman or sophomore year of high school, when I still rode the bus, but like I was like just about to get my license, but I still rode the bus. I'd just get off the bus and I'd look down the street, and I think a couple of our neighbors kind of saw that, and they kept the tradition going because they had younger kids, but I was just like walked inside.
Tough. Man, what a bummer. Anyways, let us know down in the comments what used to really get you excited but doesn't so much anymore. But maybe there's new things to be excited about.
Yeah.
I would like to just give a shout out off the top here because I found out some news that kind of wrecked my world.
Okay.
Does December 8th, 2019 have any significance to you as a day in history?
I don't know. I feel like this is like a trap.
December 8th, 2019.
No, I can't think of anything like right off the top, but is that bad or something?
That's the day our boy Juice WRLD passed. All right.
Okay,
it's
wait.
Not funny.
You have to let me tell the story. Okay. Blake and I, well, first of all, I hadn't played Fortnite in a while. Apparently, OG's coming back. I had to give the Xbox a little update, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Blake and I hopped on Fortnite last night. It was my first time in like a while. And I get on there and we're like, the map's like all grayed out. I don't see anything. And Blake's like, oh, let's go here. What was it called? The place?
There's no name. It's just the beach where he's at.
Okay. So there's just a beach on the map, apparently. Did you call it Juice Beach? That's not even what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. Blake was like, all right, let's go to Juice Beach. I was like, what is Juice Beach? Anyway, they just have like this like beach basically dedicated to Juice WRLD and Fortnite. I had no clue, but when we dropped, I was like, oh, this must be for like Juice WRLD just dropped his like last album. And Blake was like, last album? What the heck does that mean? And I was like, what do you mean last album?
Well, also Juice WRLD clearly didn't drop it then, right?
Right, right. But they're calling it Juice WRLD's last album. Anyway, for anyone who doesn't know, Juice WRLD died in...
Also, Juice WRLD is a person to our older audience.
Yeah. Juice WRLD is an artist. He died in 2019. It was like a big thing, at least, I guess, in my age group at the time. Yeah. And then...
rightfully so.
We got on here, and basically this whole time, I didn't know, but Blake was not aware that Juice WRLD was dead. And then he was like, wait, is he dead? And then I was just like, are you kidding me?
Well, because I just thought it was weird for such a young artist to be saying, this is it. This is going to be my last album.
Yeah. And
I said, hey, look, we got to go to Juice Beach because they have this like sick, he's like standing out in the ocean as this giant figure and they have this sick beat playing. And I said, we got to listen to this beat. So I'm becoming a fan of Juice WRLD while simultaneously I'm learning that he's been dead. Imagine what I'm going through.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, we're about to be in 2025. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago? Six?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, 5 years ago, almost exactly. So, shout out Juice WRLD. I do have one more shout out to present to the podcast, if I may, at the top here. I did a little cleaning in the room. Justice has given me some crap over the episodes about some of the dog hair in here. And I typically just let anything he says just kind of roll off.
Yeah.
And it's just noise. But our boy Yash in the comments hit us with some truth that was hard to hear. I had something with my foot up and he commented on how much hair was on the sock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Yash has been a day one, right? Mm-hmm. When Yash speaks, the brothers listen. So... if you guys have any feedback for the pod, just filter through Yash. Yash, thanks for your comment. We got the vacuum in here. Mm-hmm. Socks should be looking a little bit better, even though they're a little hairy still.
Yeah, I was going to say, you missed it a little bit.
It was like really grabbing on this rug. We don't have to get into that, but I did my best. Well, cool. Megan's joining us, our producer.
Yeah, welcome back, Megan.
Megan, how you doing? We haven't seen Megan in a while.
Thank you.
She was not on the long Thanksgiving episode.
I'm been back. Too crowded.
What did you do with your time off?
I tried to take a bath, but Evelyn did not want to go to sleep. So
she's been doing that.
Had to take care of Evelyn. And I tried to crochet as well. I only got one scale? What are they called? Spike on my dinosaur's back. That's all like.
I guess spike, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You a bath guy, Blake?
I like a good bath.
You do?
What?
I like, well.
When's the last time you took a bath?
Probably when we remodeled our last bathroom. I took one bath.
And you actually take baths?
That's why I took a bath, because we just spent all this time on this bathroom remodeling it. And I was like, I should try this out.
I don't normally take baths. I just do it.
So Blake's the main person who takes baths in the house?
No. That's the last bath I took. I bet it was 2 years ago. But this is what happened. We go through this whole couple month long bathroom remodel. I'm like, okay, I need to like try this out, enjoy it. Like it feels like kind of a spa in here. It's kind of nice. I go in, I think I light a candle, not gay. I get the thing out and I set up like my phone on like the bathtub tray to like watch like a.
Okay, pause. I think it was. You have a candle and a bathtub tray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going. It was part of the aesthetic.
Yeah, it's part of the aesthetic. That's not like to make your it look like a spa. Thing. That's like part of the bathroom.
That's a bath. You're a bath guy.
Yeah, I don't think I can be a bath guy.
We own a bath tray.
Anyways, I set my phone on. I turn on like CrossFit Games reruns or something just to watch. Like, that's my happy place. That's my happy place.
Vibes.
Yeah, just turn on death metal or something. Yeah. I lock the door. Thankfully, dude, I get in this bathtub, and
God forbid,
I am just hearing like jiggling of the doorknob.
Are you home
and I'm
alone?
Like, no, it's Megan, and I'm like, hello, Megan, and your she's wife? Like, yes. I wanted privacy in the bathtub. I'm like kind of, I mean, like I'm kind of a long guy.
Worst case scenario, I walk in on him in the bathtub.
I'm kind of balled up, like very vulnerable position in this bathtub, you know, kind of just like sitting. She's trying to get in because she wants to see me in the tub. And I said, I was like, no, Megan. I hear her trying to pick the lock. I had to low-key get mad. I was like, leave me alone.
Because it was the first time we were using the tub.
You wanted to see me because you thought I would look funny in the tub.
No, I wanted to see how you fit into the tub because we tried to pick one that was tall.
Do you want to see how I fit into the tub? Totally naked, totally vulnerable. Okay,
this is...
You're in water.
You can see through the water.
A lot of people can.
Not unless I'm on top of you. You're in a tub.
You would have gotten this out of context.
What?
So a lot of people can take what we're saying out of context.
Anyway, she was trying to get in and see me. I just wanted some privacy. And she was literally trying to pick the lock. And then, like, of course, after I get out of the bathtub, she's like, she's kind of like now mad because I got mad. She's mad that I got mad. And I'm like, I just wanted to take a bath in peace, please. So am I a bath guy? No. Probably not. That's the last bath I took. They are nice.
Well, I'm a hot tub guy. I've never taken a bath like that in my life. I do.
What does that mean? Like that?
Yeah.
Lighting. Where you're just getting in it to soak?
Lighting a candle, having a tray with watching something on a bath tray and just balled up.
I tried it out. I don't know, it didn't go great. It was more of a frustrating experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely a shower guy.
Well, yeah, I shower.
Yeah, that's good.
If you're trying to get clean, bath isn't the move, because you're kind of sitting in everything you wash off yourself.
No, I don't think girls really get in the bath to like clean, right?
I think it's just to soak.
Yeah.
Like Jesse says, like Jesse normally will take a shower and then she'll get in the bath.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But
that's the move.
I think that's what I did that time. I took a shower and then I got in.
Yeah, definitely not the other way around. Imagine someone does the other way around. Like, yeah, I just like to soak in the shower. I guess you could. I don't know.
What's your happy place?
My happy place is...
Actually, Megan and I kind of talked about this the other day. And my happy place is not the bathtub, but like, so here's what I mean by what's your happy place. Not like, oh, the gym. It's like,
gym is definitely not my happy place.
When you think of like,
I actually don't know.
Sometimes for me, like I'll hear like music or something and I associate like just this ideal, perfect world. Like, where am I? What am I doing and surrounded by? Like, it could be a different country, maybe that you've never even been to. Like, just what's your, like, when you think of a paradise.
It can be somewhere you've never even been to.
Like, when you think of, like, a paradise place, what comes to mind?
Yeah, like, he means, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a literal, like, place. Like, you're like, oh, my happy place is Destin, Florida.
No, it's yeah, like, it's just, like.
I actually.
So, like, for me, I was saying, yeah. I'll listen to, like, some of my, like, favorite artists. And sometimes I just imagine, like, walking down, like, a. I don't know, like an old time, like cobblestone road somewhere, like in Europe, and there's like pubs on each side, and it's like maybe the fall time or something. It feels all
wait, you imagine
cozy.
This?
Like sometimes when I'm listening to like Passenger, that's like the picture I get in my head, and it do
like
you know
a
what
happy
I mean?
Place for you.
It makes him feel good.
Makes me feel good.
Maybe that's a problem. I feel like a lot of people know I pretty openly have like some anxiety. I don't think I have that. What you're describing right now, I don't, like, nothing comes to mind.
I don't know if most people have it. I'm just like, I don't know.
But I have heard that. Like, I've heard people say, like, you need to find a happy place and you need to think about it. But I've never.
I think sometimes I'll watch, like, I think I get it from, like, we'll watch, like, Ted Lasso and there'll be scenes in that where I'm like, that just looks so wholesome and nice. And then I'm like, I would love, like, I would just love to be there or whatever. So, like, I've seen places. It's not like I'm making it up on my head, I
like,
guess.
And like, then, when you're talking about, like, different places, there's not, like, a place where I'm like, yeah, that's my happy place. It's just like, oh, I'd like to go to Hawaii someday. But that's not like a – I mean, yeah, it might make me feel good thinking about it. But I don't know. It's not like a – like, when I think of what's your happy place, it's, like, somewhere you can, like, close your eyes and just, like, think about to like feed some serotonin into your brain kind of thing.
Yeah. For a while for me, it was the golf course. I used to, if I was having trouble falling asleep, I would, there was one time I went golfing with my dad and some friends. And I just remembered standing on the tee box being like, I don't want this to end. That this is like so much fun. We didn't always get to golf together with these people. And I was just like, I was just in my mind, like, I'm going to try to enjoy this. But my mind was already going to like, oh, this is going to be over in 4 hours. I hate that or something, you know? So I was just like trying to be in the moment and enjoying it. And then I did. And then like sometimes when I would go to sleep, I would just like imagine I was standing on that tee box. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was a great memory.
Yeah. It's honestly really nice. I don't know if I have like, it may be for me something like, I don't know, like something with like my high school buddies. I don't get to hang out with them as much as I used to, and that was like some of the most fun I've ever had is when we would just like do whatever, like on the summer nights or whatever, just like we just basically spend the whole day together. We'd like we'd wake up, go like we'd probably start at like lunch. We'd all go get lunch together. It's like a group of like 8 to 12 guys, like all go get lunch. Then we'd like go back to someone's house and just like chill. And then if that was like we had a Bible study, so like if that was our Bible study day, then we'd hit up Bible study. Then after, we'd go play basketball for like 3 hours. Then after basketball, we'd all go back to one of my buddy's house and we'd all jump in the hot tub and we'd stay in the hot tub till like 3 a.m. And it's just like this. But again, that's just a good memory. That's not like a I think about that when I go to bed. Like
I had that for a while. There was a semester of school where I was off on Fridays. And almost every Friday I would get up and meet my mom at First Watch and then meet friends right across from First Watch at the gun range. And we would shoot and then go from there to the gym. And it was like my favorite days because I was like First Watch straight to shooting guns, straight to
every
working out.
Friday.
Most Fridays that semester we would do that. I was shooting guns more than I ever had.
Dang.
But
yeah, are you like a sharpshooter now?
Yeah, now for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, this kind of made me think. I was thinking about this the other day. Actually, hey.
What's up?
This is a thought-provoking thing I thought of this week.
Okay.
When you think about, I was thinking about blind people. I think I saw a blind guy at the store. And he was like actually blind.
There's no way to tell.
Yeah, he had the walking thing and I had to like get out of his way so the stick didn't hit me.
So you saw a
I digress.
You said, I think I just saw a blind guy.
No, but I'm like, when, yeah. I saw a blind guy or a really good actor. When I like think about things, when I think about things, could be anything. Like, my thoughts are very visual. So, like, if you, even if you say, hey, where do you want to go eat? I'm like, we could go to Chipotle, we could go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the places.
And I'm thinking of like me in that environment. Yeah, I agree. I'm thinking about seeing the food, like what's, you know, but blind people who have never seen any of that stuff.
I don't know, man. I
what are their thoughts like? Do they think in terms of the way things feel or the way things sound or think in smells? Because, like, almost probably. Everything I think about is visual. Like,
yeah, I mean, some people just aren't visual.
Yeah, some people don't see pictures in their mind.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. Some people just like, I listened to this one thing that was saying that people like, oh, I just think in like numbers and letters. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, are they just faking?
That's just an annoying person.
If someone comes up to me and says, I just think in numbers and letters, I'm like, do you just think of pictures, but you're just saying that?
So then is your mind just like a piece of paper with words
on it? I don't understand what
it?
They're saying when they say, I think in numbers.
Like, if they think, like, or in letters. So, like, when they think of Chick-fil-A, they just think of... This is their brain. It's just... It's just typing out Chick-fil-A. And then they're like, wait, let's go to Chipotle. It's like, backspace.
No, and it's like no Chipotle. Shot. And then just like writing out maybe like what they would get.
No shot. That's
and he's
actually
like,
what it
hold
is.
On. I spelled that wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know though.
He's like, we can't get Chipotle. Spelled it wrong in my
we
mind.
We can't explain because we aren't those people.
Well, that's the same thing with like, how do you.
I didn't know if you guys had any insight. Have but you? It sounds like no.
What kind of insight did you expect us to
I
have?
I don't know if
you
talked to a blind person about it before.
How many blind people have you talked to in your life?
That's a good question. Why is it maybe zero?
That's what I was thinking.
Dang.
I also
maybe I'm always just like trying to get out of the way of the stick.
I think I mean, yeah, should we just be standing there and just being like, hey?
I'm like, hey, and they're just hitting,
hey, let me
talk.
Their
shoe
is the
with
better
that thing.
Is the better thing to do, like if someone walks up, you're just like, like flinch at him.
Oh, I just give him a to see if they're actually
valid,
blind.
He's valid.
This is a real one. Hey, go to shake the hand. You're like, they don't see it.
You're like, hey, give me that one. You're a real one.
Hey,
put it there.
All right. I don't know.
I don't.
Hey, tell me if this is weird.
I think
something
like,
happened.
Mine's like
week.
0 to 1.
What?
Like maybe one.
Oh,
I can't
one
think
person?
Of, yeah, maybe. I feel like I have some, but I can't remember anything specific.
I have some people that I've known that were like probably legally blind. I've talked to them, but they could still see me.
Yeah, I have those people too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
or
I'm
people
thinking
that were
like,
blind in one eye or something. I've talked to people that were blind in one eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
how
I'm
many people
I'm,
are
I'm saying
actually
like,
blind?
I'm saying like walking stick blind.
Also crazy. I mean, shout out to that guy. Crazy to go to the grocery store by yourself as a fully blind guy. How did he get there?
He's probably dropped off.
I don't think there's a bus that, I don't know. Even just walking around a grocery store, even if you were dropped off.
Blind people can just teleport now.
I can't find the things in a grocery store that I need with perfect vision. How do you, even if you find the bread, how do you know what is whole wheat?
He thinks in numbers and letters. And so
he just grabs anything, gets home and eats it. And he's like, ah, he's like olives again.
Olives.
They're like, comes back home to his family.
They're like
just,
olives. And he's like, what'd you want? He's like, whole wheat bread.
just, yeah. Just like toothpaste and olives. What?
They're like, what? Phil, we sent you for like eggs and milk.
This doesn't even feel like bread. It's like just a raw steak, no paper on it.
No, but this is.
He took it out of the package to feel it.
Yeah. Just a fistful of ground beef.
What are you saying, Megan? I'm crying, dude.
No, but serious. I don't know how he, like, this is a problem.
Maybe he was just walking.
No, but maybe this is a, maybe you should bring this up.
To the grocery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Like, I think it's an accessibility issue.
I gotta probably get my pitch together a little bit so it doesn't seem like we're.
Blind guy goes into the store. He can't. You're losing a customer because he.
What
he can't.
You make it more accept- every time you turn down an aisle. It's like bread.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's
ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. What are they going to do? What are what is Kroger going to do or whoever going to do for blind people other than just to have speakers on the center of the aisles? If imagine the chaos. Imagine when someone walks at any when they're the amount of people that are walking in different aisles. It's like when you say bread, I'll say shampoo, and then it's just like it's just like. Shampoo, bread, like they're all going off nonstop.
You have Braille.
Braille?
Braille?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have Braille. They might have some.
I don't see Braille, though.
There's no way you could fit enough Braille.
You'd have to put Braille on
even if it was just,
even if they could find the aisle they need. How do you shop types of things?
Yeah, I don't know either. That was, it's a whole thing.
I mean, you would have to do click list and have virtual accessibility on like a phone where they could speak.
Like
in
you would
order
think,
or
even if just the cat, you know, like bread or whatever. Even if it's just the category,
just someone walking behind
like
them.
Yelling hamburger.
Dang it, Phil, we said not name brand.
I'm blind.
That's a packaging issue, I guess. Then
I guess. It, I mean, like some of those things.
Is
it
there
would literally
Braille
be
on
impossible
packaging?
On some packaging Braille. That was actually. I think was it Pharrell. Maybe Pharrell, somebody came out with some type of skincare line and it, I saw it when we were on vacation that one time and there was Braille on the packaging and it was like a big deal.
Oh, nice.
That like also, basically most of the information was also available in Braille
on
the packaging.
Do you think like 100% of blind people can read Braille? Like, do
no,
they just.
No, not 100%.
Well, it depends on what you're
Where
saying.
Where do
is
you
blind.
Go to learn to read Braille?
It depends on what you're saying is blind.
Like someone who can't see.
Legally blind?
No, probably not. Legally blind is just like you can't drive. Like, but
yeah,
I don't know. Also, so I kind of worked.
Legally blind is like get some glasses.
I kind of worked in a store this week.
That's a joke.
I worked in a store this week and it was an overall good experience, but people are so on edge. I was at one
about
point.
About what?
Well, so like
some,
they can kind of tell that I'm with the company.
Are people on edge?
Yes. they, thumbnail.
Nah, we've already used
that. No, we've already used that. I'm like working in this aisle. This lady is in the aisle. And so I'm just like, obviously scanning stuff. I have a logo on my shirt. She can tell I work there. And I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, I'm doing great. How are you?
Wait, you're in store at Kroger now?
No, I was doing.
Holy,
like
upgraded to.
I was there for one time, but.
Upgraded to cashier.
Yeah, well, I was scanning. Anyways, she's being nice to me. And she's like, I'm doing well. How are you? Just kind of like small talk. I'm like, okay. So I go back to doing what I'm doing. And she just goes to walk out of the aisle. And this normal guy just comes and just turns with his cart. They both have carts down the aisle. I didn't see them do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And she just like snaps. And she's just like, why don't you wait for me to get out of the aisle before you run me over? And I was like, I mean, literally just having a nice conversation with her and then like snapped like that.
People are on edge, man. Why are people on edge? Is it the economy? It's always the economy.
What were we talking about earlier today? Is it foreign policy, whatever that is?
What are the major issues in life?
Yeah.
In the world? This is what our podcast is about.
Tell me if this is an issue. If you would have an issue with this, were you in my shoes? Okay?
Okay.
We went to a sort of like art gallery show for a school where I graduated from. And then... So I got to like run into my old professors and stuff.
Gotcha.
So the whole family went. I'm holding Ev. And so I like walk up and I talk to my old professors, and there's like an art installation behind me of like bird and flower sculptures and stuff. And it was like super well done. It's all hanging from the ceiling, and whoever the student was did a really good job. So I'm kind of like standing with that behind me. I'm talking to two of my old professors, and they just like are going on and on about how beautiful Ev is. And then he's like, the one guy professor is just like, wow, this looks so picturesque, like with these sculptures behind her. I'm holding her. And he's like, you mind if I get a picture of your baby? And so I'm thinking like to send to me, whatever. He gets his camera out, takes it, but he's like really close to just Evelyn.
Just trying to get Evelyn.
And so I'm holding her, and he's like, kind of like, I'm like, do you want me out of it? So I'm like, literally like kind of holding her, and he takes a picture, and then was just like, all right, thanks. Well, we're going to go talk to some other people. Never sent me that photo. Nothing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, that might have been on you for leaning out of the photo there.
Well, then he was like, I'll take one of you guys. And he took one, and I blinked.
What do you mean he took one and you blinked? This isn't like a, you're not shooting with a film camera.
He only took one photo because he turned it around, and I felt that I might have blinked, and I was like this.
You felt that you might have blinked, and then so he was like, oh, if you felt that you blinked, we can move on.
No, my point is that he just took all these random photos of Ev and just kept them, and I don't know why he... They were just for him.
No, and Blake Blake said, I think I blinked. And he was just like, oh.
Like, he didn't care. He's like, I already got the ones of her.
Yeah, dude. This dude was just trying to get a picture of your baby, and you were just okay with it. You can't be mad now that he has it.
Now he has his pictures.
Yeah, I just thought maybe he would send it to me or something. And now I'm like, well, why did you want a picture of my baby if it wasn't, like, so that you could send it to me?
Because he thought Ev looked pretty behind the, or in front of the painting, I guess. Didn't you say he said that before you took the picture?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe they're just supposed to gather like gallery photos, he's but like, nobody else was taking pictures.
He's like, ah, you blinked. It's okay. That's the last of my film roll.
I know. It was
my phone's out of storage.
It was literally like anybody that we ran into was only talking about her. It was like, I haven't seen him forever. And they're like,
I feel like we've talked about this before. Isn't that always how it is?
I know.
When do you ever talk about, like, when do you ever walk up to someone and they don't go,
I know. Well, not really ever anymore. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, I haven't seen you in so long. Let's catch up. And they're like, what's up with your baby?
I'm just like, oh, she's so cute.
One lady we didn't know was just staring and just said, I promise I'm not a creep. I just can't quit looking.
She said, she's just so beautiful.
You're like, what's the definition of a creep then?
She was a very sweet lady.
She was sweet. I don't know.
She's just on edge.
Yeah.
Are you guys on edge right now?
Why do you think people are on edge, Megan?
Yes.
What?
Hey, don't back out of it now. I know you're not on camera, but I can see you.
I don't know why. They want a reason to be angry.
I want to be on edge. You know what?
Do you feel like I like walking down the street or interacting with someone like a stranger, like a guy your age, is your first instinct to be like real friendly, like, hey, what's up? Or is it like to be like, if things go sideways,
like someone I don't know,
fight them
on the street?
Yeah. Or just random.
Definitely my first reaction is to be like, hey, dude, like, how's it going?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
My first reaction.
Well, like, we were at a Mexican restaurant in Texas, and there was, like, a guy roughly my age, and
were you in Texas? Oh.
He was there with his, so, like, we're at two
for
tables.
His bachelor party.
We're at two tables like this.
Yeah, but he said were. I thought he went like that to you.
We're at two tables like this, and, like, this side is a booth that we're sitting on. So, like, I'm sitting, like, from me closer than we are right now to this guy. And he was there with what looked to be his wife and mother-in-law and, like, brand new baby, like, probably a two-week-old or something. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, why'd you bring them to a Mexican restaurant? But anyways, he said something, or I said something, because like I tried to get the waiter's attention after he went to him, and he like walked away, and then I was like, oh, he didn't hear me or something. Like I just said it to the guy because I was kind of like, you know, next to him. And he was just like, So I just said, like, ah, he didn't hear me. And he was like, what's that, bud? Mm. And he got, like, a little bit, like...
Immediate butt off the rip is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And he had, like, a white and gold Trump hat on.
Trump hat?
Yeah, white and gold.
We hate those guys. No, I... That's a joke. I think...
Like, white with gold letters?
Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, what is that, third party? I've never seen that kind of hat. That was all...
Where's the red?
Red and white, or...
Yeah.
You're not a true one.
But no, there's been more people ever in my life that have started to call me bud or buddy.
I don't like
it. Not in a mean way, though. It's always been buddy or bud was always like the, like, I can beat you up slang term thing, kind of like, or I'm mad at you. But like,
no.
Are you disagreeing with that?
No, yeah, I agree. But the only time buddy's okay is I'll say, like, yeah, my buddies are coming over.
Yeah. But I've been being called that all the time now. And most of the time it's, but I'm saying, like, it's coming from, like, my like, not my close friends, but, like, I don't know, and a person that's, like, late 30s, like, they're older than me. They're not like really old though. So I'm like,
sometimes guys younger than me will try to do it, and I'm like, who's this?
But I think it's starting to become a nice thing again, because more people are. Saying I haven't, bud is different. Bud is different than buddy. When me and my friends would joke around and say, like, okay, buddy, like when we were mad. But like now I think it's more bud than buddy. And buddy is becoming another, like, oh, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. That's like what my friends' dads used to call me.
Right. And that's
all right. Let's rate them least offensive to most offensive. We're going to have five options on the table. They're going to be bud. Champ, sport, boss,
chief. Give me it.
And chief.
Okay.
Not bud, or you didn't do bud and buddy?
We're just go bud. I think bud is like the more.
Okay. Know. Let me actually, I'm going to.
Sport has to be the most offensive.
Hold on. Let me write these down so we can get.
Closely followed by boss.
Wait, so you're thinking.
Boss is, you think the most offensive?
Boss is. Sport, boss.
Boss is. Second offensive, most annoying.
But they're saying you're in charge. You're the boss.
They're not saying that. They're like, okay, boss.
No, but what if it's like, sup, boss?
Yeah, wait, that's annoying. Would you
sport, boss, that's chief, bud, and what?
Champ.
Champ. Okay, here's my... I'm going to say... Wait, actually, you say your whole list first. Then I'll go.
Yeah.
So you said... Sport is worst...
Okay, let me think.
Going from when we say best to worst,
might put boss number one because I get it more than sport by actual douchebags.
But we're saying worst to
one is the worst. First is the worst.
Second first, is the okay. Best. Can I say it?
Third is the one with the hairy chest.
We're saying number one is the worst out of all of them to be called.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, number one, I'll go boss.
That's surprising to me.
No, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Boss is one that I think about that I get from, like, young douches and...
young douches.
And it's just annoying because they always think they've found something new and that I'm going to like that. Like, a young guy that comes and waits on me at a table, he'll be like, what can I get you, boss? It's not cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's not cool. Nobody likes it. I'm going to go second by sport. Sport's just straight up degrading. If you're not 50 years older than me, you can't call me sport
in a
real way. So that leaves champ, chief, and bud on the table. I mean, these are tough. I think bud is going to come in at my number five.
That's absurd. We were just talking about that.
I know. It's annoying, but like if a guy calls me chief.
Yeah, you're saying chief's not worse than boss?
Not to me. I've heard boss more. I'm going to go chief on third.
No. Okay. Here's my list.
And then fourth is champ. Five is bud.
Champ is also bad.
These are all, hey, let's be clear.
No,
these are the five worst things someone can call you. So it's still on the list.
No, they are. They're all bad. Here's mine. I'll go from 5 up to 1 so you get a little bit of...
a little building.
Yeah, a little bit of tension build here. Okay, at 5 I got Champ. Granted, it's still bad in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, still bad.
But Champ, I don't hear as often. And also, I feel like Champ's going to be more of a thing, like your friend calls you to be funny more than like someone actually... No one's going to be in a restaurant saying like, what's up,
but
Champ?
But what we're talking about is that if you were in an environment and someone actually called you these, what would be worse?
Okay, my list stays the same.
Okay.
Champ is 5. 4 is Boss. That's why yours was insane to me. Boss is at my 4 spot, not because it's not bad, but because the other ones are so much worse. 3 is Chief.
Dude, we both had Chief at 3.
Chief is top 3, dude. And it could be higher. Like, Chief is like, dude.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. All of them.
Sport is like anyone.
Sport's your number 2?
Sport is number 2. Yeah, sorry.
I can't believe Bud is 1.
Sport is number 2. Anyone calling you sport is like weird. Dude, Bud by far is 1.
No, because here's what I would have to say. If someone comes up to you, I could come up to you and say, hey, Bud. And it doesn't sound that bad. Every time I call you boss, it sounds pretentious.
Okay, well then maybe there's something else then because...
Hey, boss?
No. Not every time.
Okay,
yes,
but see...
Say no. Boss where I'm not annoyed.
I didn't think the waiter coming up to you and saying,
no,
what
see,
do you
that's
want,
the
boss?
Difference. That's
well,
the difference.
Can I get
it
you,
all
boss?
Depends on the scenario. He was saying if all the scenarios were the same, but that doesn't make it... That doesn't necessarily apply because for Bud... If a 60-year-old comes up to me and says, hey, what's up, bud? I'm not going to think
that's
crazy
okay.
different.
Yes.
Yes. But if a dude in a restaurant
if
comes
a
up
a 60-year-old comes up and says, hey, boss, I'm annoyed.
I'm just as annoyed. No.
But if they say, bud,
no.
I'm fine.
No,
that's
different.
The litmus
no,
test.
No. If you're over 60, say any of these words to you, you get a slight pass.
No.
If they're just greeting
if
you
normally, come up and you call me chief as a 60-year-old, you're racist.
What?
If, yeah.
No, are. they're all, they get a pass because of their age.
I stand by that.
They get a pass because of their age. You're like,
Why are you
what's up, chief?
Because you've just been like looking down on people
he's
for
got,
too long.
He's got the old
and
accent.
And now you think you can call people chief. So your number one's Bud.
I think so, but that's because that's what I hear the most.
Yeah.
You well, said a lot of what you hear the most. Like, you put boss at 1.
Yeah.
I think Bud think is 1 is because
bad one.
That's when I hear, like, for example, we played football today. This was, like, a prime place to have one of those comments. if something happened and then, like, one of those guys was like, okay, Bud.
Here's
that
what I'm
going to
do.
Take me off.
My brother-in-law and I have joked about this a lot in the past because we'll call each other these names to get under each other's skins. Like,
yeah.
All right, Chief. I'm going to give him a call, put him on speaker, and I'm going to see which one of the okay. 5 he would rate. Should I do that?
Do it.
All right. Let's see.
I mean, we've done that going back and forth. And we use all of these. Watch him not answer.
No, he's going to answer.
Hey,
what's up, boss? How you doing?
I'm just enjoying Thanksgiving with my family, champ. Actually, got interrupted. So,
all right, chief. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a podcast right now, and I got you on the phone here. Justice and I are trying to rate the most annoying things you can call somebody out of these top 5. We got Bud, Chief, Boss, Champ, and Sport. Give us 1's the worst, 5's the least bad.
You're live right now, Jordan.
You want them in order?
Like,
5's
one,
the worst.
Or just 1 and 5.
1 is the worst you can call somebody. 5 is the least bad. In order.
Sports probably the worst.
Oh, wow. Hot take. All right.
Sport. Chief, is that on there?
Yeah.
Chief's on there.
Maybe go 2, Chief.
Yeah. Chief was in our top 3. Champ, Bud, Boss.
Maybe Bud 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you said Boston Champ?
Yeah.
Boston Champ.
Maybe Boston Champ, that order.
Yeah, I like that list.
Boston Champ. Okay, well, thanks for your input.
That, always.
All right, see you, sport.
All right, see you, boss.
Gosh. Something was going on in the background there.
Yeah,
he said he was at Thanksgiving with his family.
Oh, oh yeah. Actually.
I hear Taylor in the background going like, yeah, like calling somebody champ is bad.
Because he's
like,
with his grandma. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, Jordan, come on.
Yeah. Hey, switching gears here. I have one more thought-provoking thing I thought of this week.
Okay.
Going back to school. Why is there no E in the grading system? We go A, B, C, D, F, and F is the only one that stands for anything.
Hold on, I think I have the answer to this.
I hope so. It's been keeping me up.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about your happy place. I think it's because, Megan, you already know the answer.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay, maybe not. Dang. I don't know if this is 100% correct. But I think it's because the grading system in schools came from the grading system of meats back in the day.
No shot.
No. What was that? Something just happened upstairs.
There's an army.
Lacey is sledding up there.
It sounds like rain. Anyway, I think it's from the grading of meats. And so for meats, there was just A, B, C, D, and then straight to F. Because if it was lower than D, you didn't want to eat it. That's what I thought. Megan, can you fact check me?
Yeah, I'm looking. So it says...
That could be wrong.
This says that when letter grades were first introduced, they used A through E.
Oh, there you go.
But unfortunately, many students and parents assumed E stood for excellent.
Well,
and so
I was
to
wrong.
Avoid confusion, E I was mean. Dropped and switched it for F because that stands for failure.
You take an E home to your parents and they're like, good job, champ.
I guess that's what was happening.
Did they not come? Hold on.
This is one that is one website. That was mastergradschools.com.
I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying I want to know where I found or where I heard that.
Nice. Well, like and subscribe. Y'all got anything else we could get to know the bros?
Yeah, let's do it.
Megan, you got one for us?
Yeah.
Let's go. Make it a good one.
I wasn't here for the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, we're done with Thanksgiving. We can just...
But... Did we ask... I might have asked something like this. Maybe not. What's your favorite home-cooked meal?
Why are you making it Thanksgiving again?
I didn't make it Thanksgiving themed. It was just food.
Okay. Let's see.
Do you eat food on days that aren't Thanksgiving?
Not typically. I wait all year.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking this up. This says there's technically not proof, but a lot of people just think the concept came from the grading of meats, but there's not like a, oh, it exactly.
The original concept might have.
Maybe. So. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Bro, do you want to know something crazy that I saw online? Did I tell you about this yesterday?
I don't know.
It's like an ancient torture method.
No, you told me, and I said, please don't tell me about that. And
wait.
Maybe I was talking to Pappy.
No, I heard you talk about it, and it piqued my interest because I know it. I learned about that in school.
It was like
the bull or whatever.
The brazen bull?
I learned about that in school.
Bro, that is crazy.
I learned about that in school where they get
locked in a hollow metal bull and then set a fire under the bull and just cook to death.
Yeah, I learned about that in school. It was literally in a textbook. There was like an illustration of the bull.
Bro, I've never even considered that being a way to die. That's like probably worse than being burned alive.
Oh, for sure.
It's slower.
And then you know they probably ate them.
What?
Because it was just like cooked. Those freaks. Anyways, favorite home-cooked meal?
home cooked meal. I don't have something that direct. I don't know.
Is it that steak I made you that time?
That was. I'll give you props for that, and I've given you props for that in the past.
Thanks.
That was one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life. I'm not joking.
What kind of steak was it? Megan bought
it. It was a ribeye.
Oh, ribeye.
But I think. I don't know if. I mean, they were good. But I think it was maybe because it was the first time you had a steak that was not well done and that had fat in it.
It was. For anyone who doesn't,
this is incredible.
For anyone who doesn't know, my parents like their meats very well done. And yeah, it wasn't. I don't know if it was the first time I've ever had it because I've been out with friends and whatnot. But I just meant like, but it was a very solid steak.
Thanks, bro.
For a while, I was like, dude. I remember back then I was like, we have to make this a tradition. And I was just saying that because I just wanted him to cook for me again. It was
and
like,
then I think your mom heard about it and she was like on Father's Day. She was like, can you cook the steaks this year and bring them over?
Yeah. I was
like, bro, biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah. I wouldn't agree to that. You got to make sure
everyone's
happy.
I didn't keep my target
then.
Audience in mind. And I kept some. Yeah. I kept some pink in the meat. And
everyone was freaking out.
Bro, it was like. It was like a sitcom or something. They were literally passing steaks across the table. Is this one more done? Is this? Your dad is just trying to chew on gristle, which wasn't my fault. He keeps going, oh, the gristle in this. I was just sitting at the end of the table like, oh my gosh, I should not have done this. But I learned my lesson. I should have just cooked the crap out of those things.
They would have liked it. Yeah, that would have made my mom and dad happy. They're and like, Lacey.
No moisture.
Does Jesse like her steak?
Well they done? Can't. I don't understand.
I don't think. I think
no one likes that.
She says medium.
My mom enjoys that.
No, I think she likes it because it. There's no like
risk.
She thinks there's no risk to it when there's really no risk to eating a medium rare steak of good quality.
See,
you're not
going
to get E. coli. From the meat that we get or whatever.
Nicolai. Why'd you say it like that?
E. coli.
Nicolai.
Yeah, like.
E. coli.
I know,
like,
but
I understand.
It makes me think of
like,
that Parks and Rec thing. Nicolai.
Like, I understand. Like, if I go to.
When they
you
say
know,
2% fat, I don't know what the other 98% is.
It's E. coli.
But like, if I were to go to Cheddar's and get a steak. Like, I'm probably going to get it well done.
I'm
but
just not getting a steak at
isn't
Cheddar's.
Isn't that so
I know,
sad
but I'm
that Cheddar's
saying.
Is now, like, the restaurant we look down upon? I used to love Cheddar's.
I know. We used to go to Cheddar's all the time.
I used to love Cheddar's. I used to love O'Charley's. I used to love...
You used to love O'Charley's.
I used to love Applebee's. I used
I
to
never
love
loved any
Red Robin.
You didn't... We loved O'Charley's because of the rolls.
I liked O'Charley's. I never loved... Oh, my gosh. Can't go to O'Charley's. You know an old restaurant that we used to go to that I loved? What was it?
Smoky Bones.
Longhorn?
Smoky Bones. No,
not
it's
Smoky
right
Bones.
It's right next to O'Charley's, or it used to be.
Yeah, frick.
What is it, Megan? I went to it like four
oh,
years
it's
in a row
on
my birthday.
Anymore?
Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's.
That's what I meant. I said
Smoky
Bones.
Dave's,
I meant
dude.
Famous Dave's.
Is Famous Dave's, was that where McAllister's is now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just demolished it?
They made a new, yeah, they
oh,
put
okay.
in a new building.
Huh.
But yeah, Famous Dave's. Oh my gosh.
That's what I meant.
I just... That's my happy place. I
that cornbread.
I haven't been to Famous Dave's in so long. Did they like officially go out of business, or they just
I don't
that
know.
Location?
Maybe that's it. What's your favorite
that's
childhood
not a home
restaurant?
Cooked meal.
Childhood restaurant, Famous Dave's. Boom,
dude. You know, like childhood. Actually, our like go to like we're getting spoiled tonight. Mom and Dad are taking us to a nice dinner. Was Carrabba's there for
it
a
says
while?
There's a Famous Dave's in Louisville.
Gotta go.
We loved Carrabba's.
That one that was on Florence, it was just a vibe.
The goated restaurant.
It's like all dark in there.
Growing up. Shogun.
I've never even heard of that.
Carrabba's? It's in Crestview. Yeah, you have.
We never went there. It's like an Italian restaurant.
It's like Italian, but you can get steak and chicken. It's good. Mm. It was good, at least. I don't know if that's gone downhill. But
it's kind of like an olive.
Bro, order. Growing up, the restaurant, if you wanted to... Splurge. Shoguns. It was hibachi.
I don't know what that is either.
It was just like a Japanese hibachi restaurant.
See, like we weren't going to splurge.
I
was just saying, like
I'm saying, like if we it was like that was the restaurant that we would get on our feet for?
I don't know. Mine like might have been Olive Garden. I don't know.
Yeah. One time I remember us going there for Valentine's Day, weirdly. And we met my dad there on lunch for Valentine's Day. And then he got me like a, wasn't a Hot Wheel. It was like a little bigger, but it was just like a black SUV. I remember that.
Rad.
It's cool. So, little Valentine's Day gift. Favorite home cooked meal? I feel like I gotta go with an OG. Megan just made it the other night. It's one of my mom's staples growing up. So good. And that is cranberry chicken and rice with a side of rolls and green beans. So, I feel like that's a lot of people probably haven't had cranberry chicken and rice. I don't know if my mom came up with the recipe, where she found the recipe, but that one will be passed down. That's one of my favorites.
It's pretty good. Once.
It's pretty simple to make.
I don't love, it's weird because that's one of my favorite meals, but I don't love just like cranberry anything else. Like cranberry juice, no. Cranberry like sauce that people make, no.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. Maybe if you have like a one that might spark my memory or something. I'm not like blanking on the things my mom makes. My mom is an amazing cook. Well, that was in my mind, but I love chicken my dumplings? Mom's cooking. I'm actually more of a, no, that's Megan's or Jesse's.
Mine was
Jesse's favorite.
Dumplings.
No, it was your favorite. Okay. Yeah. I like would rather have my mom's cooking over a restaurant, like probably 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm also just not like a huge restaurant person. Like I'd rather stay in, but I could think of 100 different like sides that my mom makes like awesome, but I don't know. Like my mom makes a good stir fry.
I also love,
she makes like a really good, which I just started recently liking. Well, I didn't recently start liking it. She made it for the first time, I think, a couple years ago. But she would always make like that vegetable soup when we were younger, and I was never a huge fan of tomatoes, and there was a ton of tomatoes in it. Mm-hmm. She started making this like beef soup where it's just like almost like, it looks like just like soup. It's super simple, but it's just basically beef and then like a crap ton of different kinds of vegetables.
Yeah.
But like she like overdoes it on the beef. So like every single bite you have like a huge bite of beef.
She does those like giant meatballs too. That's like little meatloafs almost.
Yeah. It's actually,
Justice doesn't like
those. That's not one of my favorites.
Oh, you don't like those?
I still eat them. She makes them without ketchup. Again, the tomatoes.
Do you not like ketchup, period?
Mm-mm.
Really? Huh. Weird.
I like the meatballs.
That's
a
good
I like
question. The meatballs. We'll just go on. This is our third question. What's your favorite sauce?
Oh,
sauce or like
you can only eat one sauce for the rest of your life.
Are we talking mainstream sauces?
Mainstream
because
sauces.
There is a restaurant that has like a black pepper mayo that I just can't get enough of. But I don't heck? Like. But black I don't
but
like.
But you wouldn't put that on anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
Hot take: I stopped putting pepper on anything.
Okay, the sauce that I can put on the most
unless
things,
someone else puts it on
the sauce that I can put eat it. On the most things and enjoy.
Yes,
I think it's Frank's Red Hot.
And that's probably a good take for most people, but I don't like hot stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Either.
I mean, Chick-fil-A sauce is amazing, but like
I'm talking about this is
Frank's
what,
I'll put on like meat, I'll put on fries.
Yeah, what sauce could you put on literally almost anything and it still be like, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily love that combo, but because it's blank,
Frank's,
I'll eat it. Mine's barbecue sauce. If we want to go specifics, we can... They're like
Montgomery.
I've ranked Montgomery's very good.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's is probably my favorite. But I have a couple like I never got the names of them or anything, but there's a couple like the barbecue sauce. This is really specific now. But the local goat in Gatlinburg.
Oh,
their barbecue burger, I feel like, and I think I was talking to Megan about this. I feel like a bit of an expert when it comes to barbecue burgers. I get a barbecue burger just about everywhere I go.
Say barbecue burger 5 times fast.
I feel like I've been doing pretty well right now with the pronunciation. But I have ranked in my lifetime local goat barbecue burger is the first.
Local goat barbecue burger.
No, I did not sound like that.
Say it 3 times fast.
Barbecue burger, barbecue
no,
burger.
No, local goat barbecue burger.
Local goat barbecue burger. Local goat barbecue burger. Local goat barbecue burger. I think I messed up.
Did at the same time. I couldn't even tell.
I've ranked Local Goat as the best barbecue burger I've ever had.
Mm. Wow.
And one of the reasons one of the reasons why it's so good, their barbecue sauce is top freaking notch.
Yeah, I mean, barbecue sauce is good, like, when I'm at a barbecue restaurant. In terms of, like, I'm never picking barbecue sauce, like, with anything else.
Anytime.
Like, with my Chick-fil-A fries.
And, 100%. Barbecue sauce on Chick-fil-A fries.
Just don't love it that
barbecue
much,
sauce on the sandwich. Barbecue sauce on pizza.
Chick-fil-A sauce and buffalo sauce.
Barbecue literally anything. That's, like, barbecue sauce is, like, my ride or die type thing. Mm.
Do we have guests, Megan?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
I think the first time Ev spoke on the pod, it was like, what's hey girl? Up, Ev?
Wrapping up the episode. You have anything to add?
She's smiling.
You want to talk?
Hey, hello. Say hello. Say hello.
Ev.
Say hi.
Yeah, Deez?
Ev. Do our outro here. Say bye bye. She started to
say bye bye.
Bye.
She's waving. She's waving. Okay, and that's it.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
What is that? Episode 49.
There she goes.
Say bye.
Say bye.
Ev, say bye.
Oh, to work on the stage presence.